posted there. So tune in next week at 12 o'clock noon Central Time, and I'll be on again. Thank you very much.
Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer, and we're here to talk about the truth, and the truth about Texas in particular. There's been a little bit happening in the last couple of weeks that we can get ourselves a few updates on, but if you have questions or comments or you want to discuss any of this, you can certainly give us a call and help us out and participate with the show. Give us a call here at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. To bring you a little up to date, we missed last Saturday because I was tied up at a conference in Washington, D.C. with the We the People Foundation, and met a ton of really devoted and dedicated people there. I met a number of big supporters that are really willing to put it on the line, just looking for a direction to go. And the great thing about that conference was that not only was it right at the peak of spring, but during the course of that, the group, the We the People group, held a demonstration that actually got some coverage in the Washington Post. They stood outside in vigil in front of the courthouse, I mean in front of the White House, and held up their banner, "No Answers, No Taxes." And they actually got a picture and a small article in the Washington Post on Saturday morning. The other developments, however, though, is that that same organization on Monday or Tuesday came under attack from the federal government, that it seems like they're getting too much attention. They're getting too many people informed that there are problems with the income tax law. And so last week, or this week, first part of this week, the Internal Revenue Service filed an action against them in New York, seeking to put a gag on them and tell them to stop telling people about this. The government doesn't want the public to know that there's a problem with its income tax. So whenever somebody comes up that challenges that, then they can expect a challenge. And we'll give you a little more information on that when we return here on the Live Free Zone.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we're back here on the Live Free Zone. We're talking about the government trying to shut people up, and this isn't the first one that they've done this to. Right now, for example, Joe Bannister, who everyone knows was the CID special agent of the IRS, who questioned his bosses when he ran across some material. So-called tax protester material, and checked it out. And he had problems because he couldn't find any way to contradict it. So he asked his bosses, and next thing he knew, he was on the curb, and they've been dogging him ever since. They have him under an order not to tell anybody about this. They have, many of you probably have heard of Bob Lawrence's case in Peoria, Illinois, where the government backed out at the last minute and didn't prosecute the charges that they had against him, dismissed them with prejudice, as a matter of fact. Well, why they did that is still somewhat of a mystery. They still managed to obtain a gag order telling Bob Lawrence that he is not allowed to tell people about the problems with the income tax. Another group was Save a Patriot. Fellow by the name of John Cutmire in Baltimore, Maryland, I believe, is where he's out of. And right now, his case, he has been ordered to shut down his website. He's been ordered to, you know, stop dispensing any materials. He's been ordered to not tell anybody about the problems with the income tax. And that matter is now up on appeal. But he's appealing in the same court system that the IRS at the district level, the same court system that managed to dispose of my motion, 68 Supreme Court cases and almost 100 cases and no telling how many statutory references. They managed to do that in six lines and two misspelled, misquoted cases. The hopes of an appeal are probably no greater than those that he realized on the district level. So they're gradually shutting everybody up here, and maybe not so gradually, because We the People is one of the largest groups, and the Give Me Liberty Foundation is the largest groups in the movement to get the truth out. So if they can shut those folks up, they've really accomplished something. And that is yet to be seen, but we know that they have been enjoying great successes in that regard. The way they do that is by claiming that telling someone that there's no tax law making them liable is selling a tax shelter. Now, that's not my idea of a tax shelter, but that's what they call it. And the court says, okay, well, if the IRS says it's a tax shelter, it's a tax shelter, and you're ordered to stop doing it. You want to hear something a little scarier? They're also wanting to get an order directing the leader of these groups to turn over their subscriber and membership lists. That sounds to me like, something you would expect out of 1930s Germany, not something you'd expect out of the United States. But that's what is going on. So it remains to be seen what happens on the We the People battle, but they're constantly grinding at the truth, and they're grinding at anybody who has the audacity to ask them where is a law that entitles them to take money from people who have personally earned it, and grinding at them, and they're also grinding at anybody who would dare to tell the truth about it. So I guess we just need to stay real close on this. We need to support these folks in their fight against this so that we can still have our freedom of speech, our freedom to carry out and disperse information. Because if we don't protect the other guy, we're not safe either. We've all heard the expression of when they came to get the Jews, I didn't say anything because I wasn't a Jew. When they came to get the Catholics, I didn't say anything because I wasn't a Catholic. And when they came for me, there wasn't anybody else to come to my help because they were already all gone. We have to protect the other fellow's rights. We have to support the other fellow in the exercise of his rights if we're going to continue to have our own. Some of these folks are having a right to say things out here, have been saying some things, too, that are also in the news in the tax field this week. As I was down there in the D.C. area, I was monitoring my emails, and I received a flood of joyous announcements that the income tax was now dead, that it's all dead and done for. Just like in Wizard of Oz, ding dong, the tax is dead, and everybody's all dancing around. And when I read further, it didn't take five lines for me to realize that this is another one of those wishful thinking type theories or approaches. What apparently happened in that regard was that somebody somewhere issued either a request for an admission or an interrogatory directed to the government requiring it to respond with certain information. And whenever it failed to respond in the time, they've just declared that, okay, that is now a presumed fact, and the government has just stopped from saying otherwise that there was no tax law. This doesn't happen that way, folks. When somebody fails to respond to a discovery device, whether it be a request for admissions or an interrogatory or a request for production, there are remedies, a whole host of remedies available for that failure. And of course, the very first move that one has to take is to file a motion to compel seeking one or more of these remedies. One of them is an order directing the other party to answer. Another is an order dismissing the case. Another is an order saying that you owe this fellow for his attorney's fees for having to bring this motion to compel because you should have answered. Another remedy is to say, well, your question wasn't proper. Your question wasn't a fact question. You weren't asking for evidence. You were asking for a legal conclusion. Therefore, you don't even get an order ordering them to answer. Well, that's, all of these options are still out there. And just because somebody has failed to answer in time doesn't mean ding-dong, the tax is dead. I know that's what we want. I know that's news that we want to hear, and it's so easy and tempting to believe anything that is really joyous news. We've had a shortage of good news in this area in recent years, and I can understand that. But we have to keep at least one foot on the ground at all times. Whenever these things come out, we need to question them. We need to examine them. We need to look. Was there really a citation here? Was it another I got was, oh, it's all over because of this. Look, and he highlighted a proposed order behind a wacky motion. And the motion was totally, off in la-la land. It was done, again, by someone who was defending himself without adult supervision. And he had attached to his motion a proposed order, which is what you're asking the court to sign. And because he had it in the proposed order, these folks thought, well, now that's a court order because it says order. And, people don't understand, but it's what we want so badly to get some good news. We want so badly to get a positive result and to try to restore the rule of law instead of the rule of some agency cubicle monkey in the bowels of the Treasury Department building. We'll grasp at any straw, and that's, like I said, that's understandable, and I can certainly appreciate it, but we have to be careful and only pay attention to those things that we can verify. Ask questions before we start popping champagne corks. We're still a long ways from getting there, but we can get there if we all band together and do something all at the same time. Now, if you've got something that you want to talk about, questions you want to ask, you can do that. You can give us a call here at the Life Free Zone at 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Got something on your mind on this, or if you've heard of something, we can discuss it, get it out here and air it out a little bit, then that'll benefit everybody. Give us a jingle at that number. The number of things that have been going on my case to bring people up to speed is that we're set for trial on Monday coming up, day after tomorrow, but that trial has been upset. The government decided they wanted to come in and add some failure to file charges because not only have I been a bad peasant, but apparently they think I've been a bad defendant because I haven't been over and I'm fighting back. So when they filed a superseding indictment, that upset the trial date. Now we have to start all over again. And hopefully we'll be able to do it a little quicker than the last to go around, but here we are without a trial date again. But there'll be updates going out, and people can, and we'll keep you informed here as to how that's going. But that's where we are with those. The latest that we have on that, too, is that the court has managed, as I alluded to earlier, to avoid. I don't feel as though my motions have been ruled on. I think they've been avoided. And so now we're starting back at square one with those two. We'll give them another chance to read them this time. So give us a call here at the Life Free Zone, and we'll be back in a few minutes and start taking calls.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. We were talking about the latest developments in my case. To get updates on my case, you can always go to the website, LieFreeZone, LieFreeZone.com. We post updates from time to time. We're a little behind on our posting, but those are going out. A major update will be shipped out into the internet, into the ether world, just shortly. So that too will be posted on the website. You can also obtain there a copy of the memorandum that I wrote in support of my motion to dismiss. This memorandum sets out the real legal issues, real legal problems with the Internal Revenue Code, and particularly with respect to the income tax. And for somebody who's trying to sift out the fun theories and the wish it were truths, starting with that memorandum would be a good place to start to get a good understanding, because I wrote that so that even a court could understand it. So that means that you would have no problem grasping the concepts there. There's tons of authority for each position that's taken in that memorandum, and that will give you a real solid foundation on what is the problem with the income tax law. We've got company. Richard in Texas is with us. Are you there, Richard?
Oh, yes. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine, sir, and you?
All right. I'm just sitting back listening to your show, and I was listening to the last show with Mr. I forget his name, the one who went to court, him and the female, and they both lost because they were treated so unjustly. I was just wondering if I could squeeze this in right quick. I live in Austin with Alex Jones and John Stattmiller and the rest of the, and Jack Blood and the rest of the, you know, people who are fighting just like you are. And I notice whenever I go to any of the marches or any of the protests that they have, like the last one they had at the Capitol, people were protesting the Animal ID Act. And you can't get a lot of people to come because they don't really see that it's going to, you know, affect them. But everybody's affected by the taxes. So and everybody's sick of it, but they just don't have any education on it. So I was just wondering, like, people like yourself who have a case coming up, maybe you guys ought to do, you know, like a just bombard every time you get a chance on every show. I know you don't cover all the shows, but just leave a message, I guess, with your coworkers or whoever takes over after you. Keep telling the people to, you know, set it like a circus, almost like they did the Million Man March back in when Farrakhan had led that big march. You may not agree with it, but, yeah, I mean, it made a big push in the black community when they usually don't even get involved in that kind of stuff, but they kind of sold it like a circus atmosphere. Come see, you know, good, honest, hardworking black men and by the millions, you know. You make the people come out and, you know, to your court case, for instance, in a couple of days, tell them to come out and see this circus atmosphere, how they're going to treat you so unjustly. Just come and stand with you. You know, like the V movie. You see what I'm saying? We need to let the people know that they need to show up in numbers. I know you've been doing that, but it's not really, to me, it's not sold in such a way that, you know, people aren't outraged enough because they just don't seem to get a clear picture of it. But if you, like, if people were listening to the last show and just heard the testimony of those two last people, I can't remember their name. I'm not good with names. But if they could just hear that and then be invited to the next show, like it's a big basketball game or Super Bowl, just tell them to come out and stand in the street. So when them judges look out of their chambers and see that the people are here to witness this incredible injustice, then maybe they'll start listening to these people present their case. You know, they won't be so quick to just dismiss everything. But to me, it has to start with the stations. I mean, you guys are doing a hell of a job. Don't get me wrong. I don't hear this kind of information anywhere else. But I just don't think the people are being pumped up enough. They just don't really see how it's going to interest them. But, like, to get back to the Austin situation, when Alex and all the rest of them promoted it, like, hey, today the Animal ID Act, tomorrow your children would be tagged. So come out to this march. And they had a big turnout. And they also talked about the toll roads and a bunch of other stuff, you know. But it wasn't as big as it should have been to me, because I called a couple of local stations, too, like a couple of black stations. And then I asked them to tell the people to come out, and it wasn't too many black people out there. It's like they don't. It's like Animal ID doesn't interest them for some reason. But anyway, I'm not going to talk too much longer. I just wanted
well, to. You know, you've got some great points there, Richard. First off, you know, one of the things that you're talking about is the fact that the people don't seem to be all together on this. But I'm going to tell you something. I've been out wading through some groups, and they are motivated, and they are dedicated to it. They just don't know which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but folks like you that are ready to get out there and help direct traffic, I mean, that's those are the guys that are going to make this happen or are not going to make it happen. But the people that are involved in this, people who do know the truth about this, are outraged enough. They are angry enough. They are upset about it enough to get out and do something. They just need to. It's kind of like a shotgun shell. Just looks like it just sits there. But when you set that sucker off, it makes a lot of noise.
That's right.
And that's really what we're sitting on now. And the other problem you also touched base on was they're not unified. They're not coming up. And you have the tax honesty community is scattered out over a number of groups, and these groups are not working together yet. One day, I hope they are. And, you know, that right now, you know, things are happening that are trying to unify them. But if that ever happens and the message gets out, and then you tell that shotgun shell it's time to go, it's time to pop, then good things will and can happen. We can make a difference, but we've got to stay at it.
Just get the day of your trial so people will come to that trial and stand outside and support you. So,
and we're going to let everybody know when it's going to be as soon as we know. I guarantee you that. Thanks,
Richard. Do it early and often.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Here on the Life Free Zone, this is Tom Cryer, the bad peasant, the good citizen, I hope. And we just finished talking with Richard in Austin, and he made a couple of points. One that might have been off the air that you guys might have missed. I'm going to pass that on to you. The last thing he said was, vote early and vote often. In other words, you know, just give everything you have, and that's what we've got to do here. Another point that he made during their conversation that he and I didn't get to talk about was that people don't understand the effect and the importance of the tax issue. And I think that those who know about this, and perhaps probably everybody that's hearing this now, probably does understand. But just in case there's somebody new to the community here, this tax issue isn't just about money. This tax issue is about a bloated federal government that got into the feed shed instead of being on the 1,500 calorie diet that the founding fathers gave it. They've gotten outside of their taxing authority, and they're taking money they weren't ever intended to be able to put their hands on. And that's allowed them to do an awful lot of regulation, an awful lot of ruling they were never intended to do. There's no constitutional authority for a Department of Education, no constitutional authority for a Department of Agriculture. All these are state issues, state services, and I could go on and on, but I did a survey in my research for the book that I'm still writing, or going to write one of these days when I'm going to finish it. I've got it half written. Liberty Lost, A Treasure Map to Buried Freedom. And in that survey that I took, I compared the list of powers that Congress has been given with the list of functions that it's serving. And 56% of the budget is spent on those services for which it was never intended to have anything to do with. 56% of the federal budget is unauthorized expenditures. So, yes, this tax is a major issue. Not only that, but they've used that money to bribe your state legislatures to listen to them instead of to you and to me. The legislature is supposed to get their money from us and answer to us, not to the federal government. But right now, they tell the federal government, this is what you're going to pass, and that's what they do. So now we've been robbed of not only those areas where they've taken over, but also our own state legislatures. If you want to join us here on the Live Free Zone, the number is 1-800-313-9443. And we're talking Texas, and we're talking about the truth with Chris in Texas. Hello, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I wanted to call and talk to anybody out there who might be listening who thinks they still have to file to look inside their instruction booklet. I'm looking at a 1040 form booklet. And back in the index, I want them to find under the S, filing requirements. And then it tells you to go to a page and then slip over to that page. And then it's got a big heading, filing requirements. Do you have to file? ? Use chart A, B, or C to see if you must file a return. So look there and use charts A, B, or C. And be very careful of reading their definitions in their charts where they put the little asterisks, and read those definitions over and over again until you understand them, because they're worded in such a manner that it's confusing. And so, again, that's in the index of your filing instruction booklet, filing requirements, and then you go find out, do you have to file? Because the IRS is asking you, do you have to file? I read it. I said, no, I don't have to file.
Well, since they did ask you, didn't they? Don't ask a question if you can't stand the answer.
Exactly.
Well, you know, you need to look beyond that, and the instruction books, this is one of the things that we pointed out just the opposite perspective a while back. These instruction books are not law. And so you really need to look at the law to determine whether or not you need to file.
I agree with you, but if it's their own, you know, document, and then they come after you or whatever, you just give them their own information back. Say, here, this is what you gave me, isn't it? Right,
you asked me if I was trying to file. I looked at the schedules and I decided I wasn't. You know, who's to say? You know, what's funny is that a while back, the Internal Revenue Service had issued a deficiency to a guy saying that he owed a whole lot more than what he had shown on his return. And went up in the tax court, and the tax court upheld it, and then it went to federal court, and the federal court looked at it. Although the tax court found that they had way over-calculated, and it was something like $70,000 that they knocked off of this guy's bill.
Yeah.
Said you guys were all wrong. And so the fella asked for penalties and his cost of defense. He's wanting attorney's fees and whatnot, which he's entitled to when it turns out he's right and wrong. The IRS's excuse was, well, the laws are so complicated and confusing that, you know, we can't be blamed for not understanding them.
Yeah. I want to say,
how can they blame us for not understanding them if they can't understand them themselves?
Yeah, I agree with you. You can't. But I think they're going to say anything to, just like the judges, they lie, they're not honest, to say anything to protect themselves and to protect their organization. But one day their organizations are going to fall. And I believe it's already to the point where we should take the stand as that man who standing with his guns in his house and put some burglar protection on your front door and put your little video camera up in your front door, and you see some government agencies about to bust in your house, break into your castle and steal your property, maybe you should take them out before they get the chance to steal from you.
Well, that's the G. Gordon Liddy approach, and I don't advocate that. I'm a lawyer. I believe in going through the legal system. I think the system has some serious problems.
How can you use the system when the people running it will lie and deceive and cheat? You don't get a fair deal.
Well, you're right about a lot of that, but you have to continue to push forward, because what I'm doing is trying to make it honest for the next guy.
Yeah, well.
So you have to push. You have to try.
You have to push, and sometimes you have to use force. They use force on us. Well, how do we protect ourselves? Well, I guess we either pray or use a little bit more force.
Well, I can't. I don't want anyone to misunderstand me on this. I do understand the frustration, but I don't advocate anybody getting out there and using force.
Protect your property. Protect your rights, your God-given rights. You've got the right to protect your property no matter what means. If somebody's coming to steal your water and that's going to keep you alive, well, you better take them out before they steal your water and you die.
Don't think for a minute, Chris. I don't understand what you're saying, but we do still have a system, and what we need to do is to make that system come back to under the rule of law.
Yeah, I can agree with that, and I'm just saying we're very close to the line if it hasn't been.
Well, yeah, I can see where whenever you go in and a court won't even read the law, that we're not under the rule of law, and. To give you an idea of how I knew that the court didn't read, I filed a reply memorandum to what the government had responded with. And in that reply memorandum, I pointed out all the misspelling errors in the citing of cases by the government. And yet when the court gave its ruling, it misspelled the same cases in the same ways that the government had misspelled them. It would have known that was misspelled if it had bothered to read my memorandum. So
yeah.
that was proof to me that they didn't even read it. So, but you see, there's always a higher authority, and there's always, you know, an appeal court to go to. But I appreciate you calling, Chris, and I appreciate your point, and I really appreciate your enthusiasm. That's a great and rare. Don't lose that, okay? All right? Okay, and now we got, I think, Henry in Tennessee. How are you doing, Henry?
I'm doing good, Tom, and you?
I'm doing as good as I can under the circumstances.
Tom, I've been listening to your program and the frustration that people have over this tax issue. I'm one who believes that the issue is never going to be settled in court. And I think there's a pretty long parade of convictions that strongly suggest that it's not going to be won in court. And I'm wondering what... might be a better approach in solving the problem, and if that approach might not be a legislative approach, and particularly one that brings everybody behind a flat tax, where everybody is paying the same rate, and nobody is, and there's nothing to argue about.
Yeah, I think you have a point there in that we're not solving it in court. But I think that the court process is one of the components of what has to be done. That's why I'm in there, is to challenge the court to do the same thing I'm doing, and that is look at the law and follow it, support it, obey it. That's all I'm doing, and I'm trying to challenge others who've taken the same oath that I have to do the same. At the same time, it also, you're right in that we've had a lot of convictions, but we've also had a number of acquittals as well, where the jury has seen the light. And I've got 12 good men and women going to be standing between me and the federal government when that trial day comes up.
I can only wish you the best of luck, and all of those that are caught up in this thing that are victims. And, you know, we've got a court system that we can only hope comes down on the side of justice. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. As the Larkins pointed out earlier, in their case, They certainly don't feel like they got justice, and many others would join them.
Well, in my case, I haven't gotten it yet, but I'm going to keep trying until I do.
Good luck.
But the backside though of your question is what does it take if you don't have a legal solution? And Chris is talking about breaking out the guns, but
no.
there is that feeling of frustration is something I share with him. But at the same time, there are a lot better ways to do this. I mean, we are in a free country, sort of, and there are some freedoms that we can insist on, but we have to do it in large numbers.
In large numbers, and you have to do it without confrontation. You have to do it with persuasion and at the ballot box.
And without doing things that make you the bad guy.
Absolutely.
Like you said, the violence or threats. Where you maintain, you continue to wear the white hat, but you're standing up and talking. And if there are enough numbers and they speak loud enough all at the same time, the Internal Revenue Service can't arrest everybody.
I always like to say the only thing that influences legislators more than money is votes. And we've certainly got more votes out here if we'll just all get organized together, find good candidates who believe in fair taxes, and rewrite the law and eliminate all of this foolishness that the IRS is built on, and eliminate a big, big chunk of the budget and put a whole lot of IRS folks out of work. That's what I want to do.
Well, I think you're on the right because writing a new law, if they would just enforce the law that's there, because the law that's there says that the IRS it doesn't entitle the IRS to take that money.
Yep.
The law as it's written isn't so bad. It's the way that the IRS is applying it.
I would agree.
They just gone off on their own and started demanding tax returns from those who don't owe them one, and taxes from those who don't owe taxes. And it's either pay up or else. They're a terrorist group.
I can't disagree with that at all, Tom. And I think you're doing a yeoman's job informing folks, and you and all of the folks at Washington last week that were out there doing the Lord's work, more power to them. But I'm personally convinced that the only solution ultimately is going to be legislation.
I think you're right. I think what you got to do, you see, Sun Tse said that always build your enemy a golden bridge of escape. Mm-hmm. And this is the art of war. I've been using that for long before it ever came out in a movie. I found that when I was in college, and let me tell you, there's an awful lot there that's true. But always build your enemy a golden bridge of escape. If you can apply enough political pressure to Congress, you can do something with the ones you have in there now, even though they're working for the party, not for you.
That's true. And we've got a few good ones up there, but most of them are disinterested. Most of them are too busy. And most of them are afraid of it.
Well, they're all afraid of it. Everybody's afraid of the IRS. Who isn't? Anybody that tells you they're not afraid of the IRS is, they're ready for a rubber room. That's like I'm not afraid of a saber-toothed tiger. Yeah, right. But the thing that they need to do on this is just to get together and pressure the ones that they have.
Yep.
That takes numbers, and it takes a loud voice, and it takes all these voices saying the same thing at the same time.
You're absolutely right.
And if they can do that, they can put enough pressure on Congress. Congress will never admit that the fraud that they've perpetrated. They will never admit that they crafted this law very carefully to look like it's a lot bigger than it really is.
Yep.
And they will never admit that they didn't put a liability provision in because they were too greedy to settle for what they could make liable. They wanted to get everybody, so they left everybody out. That sounds a little wacky, but that's what they did.
Yeah.
You can get this through. This message could get out to them, and if enough people are clamoring, then Congress will come around and they'll slap the daylights out of the IRS saying, you dirty, low-down rascal, I can't believe you were stealing from my constituents. And the next thing you know, you got a Congress full of really outraged and indignant, wide-eyed and innocent. I didn't know they were doing that to my people. And they'll quote, pass reform legislation. saying that, okay, we want to make it clear, we didn't tell you to tax our, you know, the working man, and you, we're telling you now, don't. Okay? They'll climb on your wagon and pretend to have been there all along. But who cares if they get credit for doing something that, you know, or they'll get punished. The main thing is take this yoke of slavery off of the working American.
Well, we've got to do it, and we've all got a lot of work ahead of us. And I think the more we focus on Congress, for most of us out here, the better off we'll be.
Well, when the call comes out, get your shoulder to that wheel and push.
We certainly are. Have a good one.
You too, Henry.
Thank you, Mike.
And you know, great call. We had, you know, a couple of points there that bear repeating, and that is that. The Congress didn't pass a law. That's why there is none. So it's all the IRS is where this is coming from. And we'll expound on that when we get back here on the Live Free Zone in just a few minutes.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
And we're back here on the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. And I believe we've got another visitor. We'll jump right to him because we don't have a lot of time left for the top of the hour. Dave in Arkansas. Are you there, Dave?
Hello, Tom.
How are you doing, sir?
Fine, thank you, sir. And it's sure good to hear your great work on the air. Quick question, Tom. we see that the plaintiff in all of these IRS cases is the United States of America, correct?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. How would you see the validity of either through interrogatories, request for production, to identify this plaintiff in all particulars?
You're referring, obviously, to the concept that there is the United States of America and there is the United States. And then, basically, whether they characterize themselves as the United States of America is about the same as if they characterize me as T.K. Crier or Tommy K. Crier or Tommy Keith Crier.
But there are two distinct separate entities.
I understand there are two distinct definitions, but we really are talking about one gorilla. And that gorilla is coming into court in the name of the United States of America. Now, what's in my caption isn't United States of America, it's the United States. United States versus Tommy K. Crier.
Okay. And all the other cases I've seen that the United States of America is generally the plaintiff.
But if you were to call me the Tommy Crier Shreveport, it wouldn't make much difference as to who I was. But a lot of these things, and these are some of the things that I'm cautioning folks against, some of these little particulars, these little the detail problems. If you can't get a court to look at a constitutional issue, you're sure not going to get them to look at a technicality.
Sure.
So you stay with the big pieces. You stay with the things that matter. When I was addressing We the People on the during the Q&A section, somebody asked me, "Well, you know, have you thought about doing this?" I said, "Look, I'm doing what I'm doing because I want these issues decided. I want these issues ruled on. I want to confront the court with these constitutional issues. My object isn't to get out from under this charge. My object isn't to stop paying taxes. I pay taxes every day. I have no objection to paying taxes. My object is to get everybody's right under the Constitution recognized and respected by the government. So in order to do that, I'm going to stay on those issues."
Oh, absolutely.
And that's exactly what I'm doing.
You betcha.
And now I've got other factors that are in the wings, other ordinance that I can pull out. And some of it we are, and some of it we're holding for a safety net.
You bet.
You know, it's an after-the-fact type problem.
You betcha.
But right now, what I want to do is I want to stay on the issue. I want to force the court to confront these questions, not so that I get off of this charge or I get this charge dismissed, but so that I can do my job, which is to support the laws and the Constitution. That's what I've sworn to do. And by getting the government off of everybody's back. Now, if they had a right to be there, I'd be there enforcing it. But they don't have a right to be there. And so now it's my job to try to pull them off of everybody, not just myself, and not just on some technicality. But
well,
I appreciate your thoughts on that, but that's one of the examples of one of the these little splinter ideas that's fun to think about and fun to roll around in the back of your head. But when it comes down to the brass tacks, you want a case decided on the real, solid, underlying issues. And that is, can they constitutionally tax your labor? And does the law even allow the IRS to tax your labor in the first place? And those issues are fundamental issues that deserve an answer, and not just to be ignored and palmed off and just elbowed off to the side the way that they've been done in the past.